Welcome to We Need to Talk About This.
My name is Jean Elefella-Ovi.
And my name is Chanel Hall. Jean, we met about 5 years ago. You were living in London and I was living in New York, and we were both back in Copenhagen when we met at a dinner. We kind of zoned everything else out for a few minutes to exchange ideas on the hot topic of the day. And that has been the story of our friendship ever since. Whenever we see each other, one of us would bring up a topic and the other one would say, we need to talk about this.
We've shared books and podcasts and ideas, and now we want to have a dialogue with all of you. On each episode, we pick a hot topic and we just go for it. Sometimes we just dive in and other times we're more researched. So come with us because we need to talk about this.
We had a little in-person, what we called soft launch of our podcast with friends and family, and it was really enjoyable. We did it outside and we had a really glorious sunshiny day and had such neat energy from everyone. And so we thought we would share a little bit of that, try to frame what we hope to achieve and what we hope to enjoy by doing a podcast. So here we go. It's a short episode, but we thought you might be interested, so we would post it.
This. You have to make an entrance, right? Yeah. Yeah. Gotta have fun. These two certainly do know how to make an entrance, and we'll give you a little background on each of the very talented ladies here, voices of the podcast. First of all, we've got Jean, and Jean has a background in PR, public affairs, and communications. Currently, right now, she is leading an ESG at a firm. After spending 7 years in London, she is right back here in Copenhagen with her two daughters who are here today too. Yay. So say hello to them if you have some time. And to this podcast, Jean's really excited to speak on and bring to the table African Danish perspectives, specifically on issues of equity. So Jean, here we go. Here you go. And over here, we've got Chanel. And not only is Chanel one of the podcasters, she also happens to be my aunt. That's why I'm here. Chanel is a former assistant secretary general at the UN, as well as at UNICEF. She spent over 20 years working on humanitarian causes and efforts all over the world in dozens of different countries. And in 2019, she founded the Yellow House, and that's an organization that provides an advisory role for folks trying to make a positive impact. Right now she's sitting on a number of different boards, but what's really cool, she's also a guest lecturer currently at the management school at the London School of Economics. So Chanel, hello.
Hi.
So we're gonna dive into a couple questions, and I think first off, there's a lot of podcasts nowadays, right? So why you guys, why now, and what is the X factor here? What are you bringing to the table? I think Jean, we can start with you on that one.
Okay, I think, is this mic on?
Has we got the mic on?
Yeah, it's on. Okay. I don't know what we're bringing to the table. We have to see that. But I think my motivation for doing this is, I think, this is what I feel, and I think a lot of people are feeling that, you know, the world has gotten smaller, it has gotten more polarized. We are influencing each other across borders, across continents. And for me personally, I have been feeling
powerless in many. Okay, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Now it's the podcast voice.
Now the podcast voice comes out. So
for me personally, I've been feeling powerless in many situations and feeling that I want to be a part of a conversation, a much more constructive conversation, instead of this polarized bashing, shaming each other. And so that's personally my motivation for doing this. And and just learn from other people, sharing that with all the listeners, interviewing interesting people, interviewing normal people. Everybody has a story, right? And so obviously it's from our perspective, from my perspective, from Chanel's perspective. But I think we always have a nice, really inspiring, interesting conversations, you and I, Chanel. And, let's see how that goes.
Really fleshing out the ideas. I know that's super important to you too, having that dialogue. Chanel, anything you want to add on that?
No, I think it's, she covered it. I think it's, I mean, obviously we're at this moment in history, the world is going through rapid change. And I think we thought about that a decade ago, that it was going through change, but post-pandemic, now with kind of global recession, war, there are a lot of serious issues at stake, and nonetheless, the world doesn't really come together. But in that, there are so many neat details. There's a lot of hopeful stories. There's a lot of so many interesting aspects that are happening in the world around us, and I think we want to plug into that and kind of flesh out some of the issues together.
And is that part of why for you it's like now is the time to do this?
Yeah, I think that in terms of why are we doing it now, I think there are many reasons. I think it's been unexpectedly, this type of platform has been on Jean's and my heart for probably, at least 5-6 years without knowing it. And but of course, now the world is super dynamic and it feels right. I think both for us, we are a little bit liberated in our mind and situations to be able to speak and have the time to do this. I mean, we do it on our Sundays and edit on Mondays. So I think it has to do with our own personal circumstances and what's happening in the world. And I mean, we're a little bit older now. And yeah. Have a lot of experience
the, yeah,
and
the
ideas.
Age has something to do with it as well, I think. Yeah.
And I think we at some point have talked about if we both have this kind of desire to do this, let's not be 80 and have left something on the table. Let's just go for it and see what happens.
And you're learning new skills. You've got these microphones with you. Mm-hmm. These women are not just providing the voices and the stories and the dialogue. They're up there in the studio editing and working on this. So they're the editors, the producers, the merchandise designers, as you see here, too. So it's pretty cool the time you're putting in. Right? Pretty awesome. So with us also today, there was a little question bowl we have over here. And I asked some of you guys, what would you want to hear in a podcast? It is a very broad topic, I understand. But we're going to read some of them and see how these ladies react. And if you guys have other ideas when you hear them, feel free to holler them out. Let's see. Are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm consulting.
Oh, quota.
On quotas.
In relation to gender representation in management. Wow, this was a really
interesting.
I mean, we love the topic of gender equality and power analysis. I don't know if some of you know who Katja Everson is, but hi. But we have spoken with a woman who's Danish, and she's a friend of ours, and is an expert in this, and has some really interesting data and statistics about the evolution of gender equality. And we had lunch 2 weeks ago, and she was talking about the shift to calling it a power analysis, because people are tired of the phrase gender equality and start to kind of shut down. And therefore, we don't want to lose this moment of history where we've made progress, but we still have a lot more to go. So we want to bring on people like her that are kind of in the marketplace and delivering change, but doing it in a way that's very inclusive. I don't know, specifically to quotas, if you know me, you probably would know that I think that they are really an important lever of change.
Yeah, and I think it's also our intention to invite people into the podcast to have these conversations, to learn more about it ourselves, but also to, obviously offer our personal experiences in connection to the work market and being a woman.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on being biased or judgmental, which I think both of you might want to could easily talk about that one. You want to add anything, Jane?
Are you asking me what my...
You don't have to, but I was just
but
like,
we think it's a great from you there. It's a wonderful topic, yeah.
What is your own experience from your careers, and how has that contributed? So in companies, is it important to have, I believe, certain topics on an agenda? So more in depth there. Let's see what else we got. The meaning of life. This one's very... very broad. I think there's a lot of episodes that could dive into that.
I might have put that one in there as an example.
You wrote that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's terrifying. All right. The Kardashians, somebody wrote that. Uh-oh.
We're not going to have an episode about the Kardashians, no.
And then there was another one, empowering women looking to get into the real estate market.
Interesting.
Really enjoy that.
Yeah, those are neat topics.
Might be some experts in the crowd here, too.
Yep.
Speaking of which, you know, you've launched a few episodes so far, but what is next for the two of you as you move forward here?
I mean, for me, the topics that I'm interested in, and there's obviously lots of topics that I'm interested in, but, you know, that I also have sort of personal perspectives on and experience in, is the biracial, no, not the biracial, but the racial injustice, not just where I live, because that may be a little bit not that apparent, but across the world. But I think that is something that we want to explore and have different perspectives on, not in a judgmental way, not in shaming people in any way, but really to have these, you know, deep dive conversations on it, because it is complicated stuff, and there's lots of feelings in it, trauma. So it's a difficult subject, but I think it's extremely important. And the what I'm seeing here in Denmark right now is racism, especially towards Muslims, that I've never seen before, is very important to talk about. Yeah.
Jean and I listen to a lot of podcasts. We kind of devour information. It's one of the ways that we've mentioned in the intro that we connect. And so we started this by picking what was current. So one of the early episodes is about Elon Musk, because he was in the news. And when he first spoke about acquiring Twitter, there was a lot of suspicion, and he himself said that he wanted to have more freedom of speech. So we really didn't speak much about Elon Musk. We are not an expert on Elon Musk or on those kind of trades, but we did like the idea of exploring the issue of freedom of speech. And what does that look like in societies? And so we kind of unpacked where have we seen freedom of speech, even in this country that really hails itself as one of its highest ideals. You know, do we see places where there hasn't been freedom of speech, and how does that manifest itself in societies? And similarly with the Will Smith, we call it in the episode, the slap heard around the world. But we talk about that was a symptom of violence in American society. And where is violence in American society? It's certainly in the home with the spanking of children. It used to be in the school with the spanking of the hands. But it's certainly, you know, 1 in 5 women suffers from domestic violence. And, you know, we thought if that scene happened in a bar and someone insulted their partner and got and punched another, it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal in the U.S. So we really wanted to unpack the issue of violence and what is it that drives us, just so we can think about things more deeply and then also reflect, but what do we want our society to be like? What are my views on some of these issues? And then what are our personal experiences? We kind of take these issues that are happening and then pivot and kind of do some deep dives. So we will do more of those.
Yeah, and I think this self-reflection is extremely important as well. You know, instead of saying, you know, we're living in a racist society, we need to ask ourselves, when are we racist? Yeah. Or when do, you know, when do we have these unconscious biases in which situations, and then talk about that from our own personal perspectives.
Yeah.
I think that's important. So,
and I think you'll hear that theme in because racism and bias manifests itself in so many aspects of our life, we will bring that topic up in different episodes as well, right?
And both of you have already been so vulnerable. In the first two episodes, you guys can take a listen. They share both two very personal stories that really give you a better idea of how strong these women are. And they're laying it all on the table, too, with that. So that's really inspiring. So those two first two episodes really speak to what you're talking about right now.
I think. And curating ideas and curating people who also are willing to be vulnerable and share their experience with the purpose of helping others. Right.
And all these folks here that you have invited, what are you hoping that they can help you out with if they want to, you know, obviously download, right?
Yeah. I mean, share your ideas. And I mean, we are novices on this.
There's a lot of room to improve.
Yeah.
But,
I think something you said that I really loved is that you're doing it afraid.
And you're,
you're open to whatever comes.
Yeah. And I have to be honest, I'm not doing this to get attention. I really am not, on the contrary. And I'm not doing it for profit. I'm really doing it because I'm curious and I want to participate. I want to learn. I want to, and to touch people with a story.
Yeah.
So that's my motive.
Awesome. And that's it. So thank you. So before we end this episode, we thought we would share a few more of the suggestions that we received at the launch on topics. So as you heard, there were several suggestions for us to unpack and look into issues around gender equality, around inclusivity, around reducing our bias, including in our workplace and just at all levels in our society. There was also a whole range of questions around intergenerational issues. And it was one of the neat things about the reception is that we had a whole range of ages that were there, and some real questions on wanting to kind of have a dialogue between generations. So one of the suggestions is that we dive into the generation gap on social media. Also look at the pros and cons and the opinions of the use of TikTok, and generally the ups and downs of social media. Just generally Gen Z and the digital evolution. At the other end of the spectrum, the struggles of getting older. Okay, how fun would that be to dive into? Another one was about young people and drug culture, and asking us to dive into the impact of drug culture on their development, including with respect to the newer drugs that are on the market, but also perhaps the legalization of drugs in some parts of the U.S. A question of how your parents' relationships have influenced how we view our relationships. Okay, super specific. And then one of the Danish networks, DR, has a program called Salsa. And one of the suggestions is that we watch that program and bring our opinions. And Salsa, I don't think we've seen it. I haven't seen it. But it's a program about sex and high school age children. So that could be interesting. Then we had a few questions regarding the impact of COVID and the impact of COVID isolation, the impacts of COVID on our society in terms of trust between us. And within our societies, and whether that has been damaged or enhanced. Another suggestion that we look at how our world now is going to influence the future. Some suggestions that we dive into American politics and also the school shootings and gun control in the U.S. And then also just a general suggestion that we received is that we go deep into topics that we have covered many things, but let's camp on a few topics and go deep into them. So these are just a few, but we really appreciate the insights and the ideas. We're going to reflect on them and have it influence what topics that we research and who we invite to interview, so that we can all learn more and navigate the issues that we're facing together. And that's a wrap. Thanks so much for being a part of our soft launch. If you missed it, that's why we've posted this. And we look forward to posting our next episodes. Again, as we mentioned at the soft launch, we'll be posting every Thursday. So it's a weekly podcast. And we really hope you enjoy it. We are novices, and learning are going to improve and change our formats based on what works. So keep listening and sending us your views, and have a great week.